Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cusk is here. Bob's back. He's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of The Fusion Factor, and author of a number of books, including Building Competency for Profitable Workforce and also Planning Tomorrow's Workforce Today, and also The Fusion Factor. And he's our good friend, Bob. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back with you, especially in these challenging times.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, Bob managed the HR world for Gillette across the galaxy for a number of years. And so he knows what he's talking about. When he talks about how to manage teams, manage the HR part of an organization, he knows what he's talking about. Bob, you're right. We continue to live what I've been talking about for a long time, seems like decades now. We continue to live the Chinese curse, the ancient Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Bob, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life. You're almost as old as I am. I know you have, too. This is unprecedented. Not a pandemic, not a flu, not people dying and getting sick from it, but shutting down an economy, a global economy. This has never happened before, not even in wartime.
Never in my experience, Jim. And so we're learning as we go.
In a span of a month, we shut down an economy? I mean, that's a shock to a system that this planet hasn't had since Tyrannosaurus Rex got hit by a meteor, 65 million years ago. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. It has been. And one of the things that's most important in these times, Jim, is that when we come out on the other side, that we've taken care of our employees as well as we can. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some ups and downs as we go through it, but there's some things that I've learned over the years that I'd like to share, with your audience today. And one of those things comes from my old history at Gillette. I have a number that's burnt in my brain that I've never forgotten because way back when I was put in charge of communicating our employee survey. And what this was, we gave a pen and paper survey, these are the old days, to every employee and asked them across 18 categories, what did you think about your boss, your pay, your benefits, the company, et cetera. And what stood out to me, there were 18 categories, and in 17 of the 18 categories, Gillette's numbers were phenomenal. We're in the 80 and 90 percentile. But there was one category where we fell below 50%. Of the people saying we were a good company to work for. And I'm sure you can guess what that is, Jim. It was communication.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When they gave you your numbers, they also showed you how you compared against the national database. And Gillette came in at a 49 percentile, but the national database was 45%.
Wow.
So my lesson was we didn't do it very well, but you know what? Nobody did.
Well, what did you learn from all that? What were the steps that you took to raise that number?
Okay, here's the thing here's an acronym for your audience to remember. I tell people this all the time.
Can I stop you for a second, Bob? One of the reasons, folks, the reason why we're talking about this right now is because, I just want to emphasize a little bit of what you alluded to a minute ago, Bob. Folks, we're going to come out on the other side of this. This too will pass. And it might be sooner than later. It may shock us how fast we get back to some kind of normalcy. We're going to need to have the organizations that we slowed down today or yesterday or 2 weeks ago, we're going to need them to kick back into high gear. And if we haven't communicated, if we haven't stayed in touch, if we haven't held our organization together with communication, if we can't be face to face, if we don't do that, then we'll have an organization that won't be hitting on cylinders as soon as they need to Bob. This is why we're having this conversation right now. It's about putting things back together. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and even in normal times, Jim, managers have a tendency to avoid difficult messages. Nobody likes doing them. They put them off. They hope that the problem will go away. And what I tell people is whenever you have an important decision, a change you're going to make in your organization, and we're all making changes right now, I want you to remember the acronym ATAC, A-T-A-C. Mm-hmm. That means always thinking about communication. So whatever your next steps in your organization is, if you're going to have to furlough people, if you're going to have to cut back staff or change some things, you need to sit down and think about how you're going to communicate. Plan that out. And that's the first thing I learned about that survey at Gillette. We need to plan for these things. They just don't happen naturally.
Yeah. That's the reason that the things fall apart is because we get the idea that somehow that happens. Humans are good at talking, right? We're good at communicating, we think, but we're mostly just good at making noise. We're not so good at putting it together in an organized way, and that's what we need to be intentional about, right?
That's right. So remember the first thing. You need to be empathetic, and my experience is that when people get bad news, they go into selective listening. Mm-hmm. They hear what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. So you need to carefully choose your words and give people transparent and frequent communication. You need to let them know what's really going on. Don't sugarcoat it. You know, they're big people. They're smart people. They'll get it. But you need to let them know, because if you don't tell them now, back at the 1st of March, Jim, I wrote a communique for all my clients and said, here's a communique you may want to put out to your organizations. And basically it was about how to prevent coronavirus. It was the CDC information about washing your hands. And all of them said, hey, thank you. But one guy said to me, I don't want to send this out right now. Huh. He said, I don't want to spook people.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? If you leave people to their own devices, they start to gossip. They start to wonder. They start to worry.
They'll spook themselves, won't they, Bob?
And that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, people are like bosses. You know, I tell my folks, I don't need good news. I don't have to have good news. I just need news, good or bad. I can deal with the news. I just can't deal with no news. And employees are like that too, aren't they?
Right.
Bob,
exactly.
I need your website, Bob.
Sure. It's thefusionfactor.com.
Check it out, folks. His books are all there, and we'll be right back with our good friend Bob Cuska, 13-year member of our Brain Fest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.